Phil Moss joins us after what was another sensational derby between Sydney FC and Western Sydney Wanderers last night. A 3-3 draw, the late equaliser. Mossy, good morning. What a game.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Welcome back. And good to see you throwing your colleague under the bus as normal with Buzz. But nothing's changed there. New year, same old habits. But it is good to have you back, buddy.
Thank you, Mossy.
Yeah, look, it was a fantastic derby. It had everything. 6 goals, big crowd, 32,000. I couldn't get there last night, but I believe the atmosphere was electric. Our producer Steve was there, Mad Sydney FC supporter as he is. And look, they found a way to get a point, Sydney FC, and Western Sydney found a way to throw away two. I think was probably the story of the derby. But yeah, it's those sort of games, and when the players produce and the coaches put out a game plan that produces that type of spectacle, it just shows everything that's great about the A-League.
Well, see, you say you couldn't get there. I get that, but the Sydney Derby, I mean, it just gets bigger, doesn't it? And
it's massive.
The atmosphere is great, and you know, it's a real event these days, isn't it? It's one that you circle on the calendar.
Yeah, it really is. And look, it lost its way a little bit for a few years, I must say, and the rivalry just went a little bit stale, if you like, but it's back, and it's true, and it's you know, derbies are for the fans, Bulldog, as you well know, and the players get up obviously, and there's just an extra spring in the step, but that's because of the fans and the atmosphere as well. But these two teams don't like each other, and you know, there is a real pride that's on the line, 3 points of course, and the competition ladder. But there is a real sense of pride on the line between East and West, and long may it continue, because the derbies we've got in the A-League, you know, you think the F3 derby, you think Newcastle Mariners, you think the Big Blue, you think Adelaide and Melbourne Victory, the original derby, the Melbourne derby, of course, they're fantastic games and fantastic events and spectacles.
Also yesterday, Mossy, Newcastle 3, Melbourne Victory 0, and on Friday, Perth Glory Central Coast Mariners drew 1-1, Adelaide United 1, Melbourne City 0.
Yeah, that's right. We'll start with that one just very quickly, because that was a massive game. That was second against seventh, and there was only 4 points separating them. Adelaide in second spot continue their charge, a really impressive charge under Cal Viet. He's blooding youngsters. He's got good experience in there, so a really good balance. And they're great to watch, Adelaide. They're really a good football team to watch, as are Melbourne City, but they're just struggling of late. And this was a big 3 points for Adelaide and a big opportunity miss for Melbourne City. The Mariners and Perth are improving. I think Lockie Wales has been a magnificent signing for David Zrilic in the transfer window, and he set up Perth's go-ahead goal for their talisman, Adam Taggart. Then the Mariners just didn't go away, and they won't go away. We know that. They're made of tough DNA, and they found a way to get an equaliser and grab a point. And Newcastle, I think this was a good performance from Newcastle, not because they were by far the better side, but they sensed an opportunity against a fatigued Melbourne Victory who had done the trip to Perth during the week, or last weekend, I should say, had to travel back to Melbourne and then back to Sydney and bus it up to Newcastle. I think that fatigue factor just cost them in the end, and Newcastle took the opportunity, and credit to Robbie Stanton, these players, big 3 points there.
Mossy, FA Cup, now Man United and Man City progressed despite a couple of scares, I guess you could say, against Leicester and Leighton Orient, respectively.
Yeah, definitely, Bulldog. That Manchester City one was that was a real scare. Leighton Orient in League One against the might of Manchester City. It was at Leighton Orient. Fantastic. The FA Cup, you talk about derbies here. The FA Cup over there just continues to produce these David and Goliath battles at smaller suburban grounds when the big dogs come to town. And Leighton Orient scored a magnificent goal almost from halfway to take the lead, and Manchester City had to rely on the likes of Kevin De Bruyne to come off the bench, and he got the eventual winner. And Manchester United relied on an offside. It was 100% offside goal in the last minute of injury time to advance against Leicester City, who are really struggling to stay in the Premier League this season. Ruud van Nistelrooy, their manager, ex-Manchester United legend brought Leicester back to Old Trafford, but Manchester United got the points in a very, very controversial and late win.
And Leeds lost at home 2-0 to Millwall, the Championship leaders. Leeds, that was an upset. Huge game tomorrow morning. We seem to say it every week, I know, Mossy, but Ange Postecoglou and Spurs, they lost to Liverpool 4-0 at home, so they're out of the League Cup. They play Aston Villa tomorrow morning in their fourth round FA Cup. Liverpool up against Plymouth Argyle. What's the latest with Ange and Spurs, do you think, Mossy?
Well, yeah, look, before that game against Liverpool, I would have said that, you know, he's still got a fair amount of time. I think the club was going to be patient, but the performance at Anfield, just, it wasn't even a fight. You know, Liverpool really strolled through that game, and it was always going to be very tough for Spurs at Anfield, even though they held a 1-0 advantage going into that one in the Carabao Cup. But, yeah, there was a real lack of energy in that performance, which wasn't good. And when you cop four goals, when you got a chance of getting a spot in a final, that's never a good look. So tomorrow morning, it just sharpens the focus. It turns the heat up again. It's white hot at the moment. I'm not sure how hotter it can get. But if they don't get a result at Villa in this FA Cup tie, fourth round, gee whiz, the knives will become machetes. And I'm not sure how long Ange has got.
Mossy, I hate to preempt a coach being sacked because it's their profession and livelihood. Hypothetically, though, if Ange does get the bullet, where does it leave him? I mean, how is he regarded in England? Would he get another Premier League job, or is that it, do you think? Or does he have to go back to another league around the world that's sort of lesser known? Where do you think it would leave him? Because clearly he can coach.
Yeah, that's right. It's a really good question, Bulldog. I was actually thinking about this myself last week. Like, what would be next? Look, in my opinion, first of all, it leaves him with a payout, if you know, because he's got a multi-year contract there. So if Daniel Levy, the chairman, did pull the trigger, then Ange, you know, would get a payout of his contract. I think he's done enough to get another job there in England. I think there's, you know, don't forget he's at one of the big six clubs in Spurs, and there's plenty of clubs who are not in that big six that I think would certainly want Ange and his philosophy and style. I think, you know, the big thing for me would be, you know, learning from this first experience in the Premier League. And, you know, I managed in the Premier League, right? So I'm not pretending to have been there and done that. But certainly I think, you know, Ange's, you know, very doggish attitude towards his style of football is to be applauded. There's no doubt about that. But I think there's lessons to be learnt in just, you know, approaching some games maybe with a little bit more flexibility in how they set up. But yeah, I think he's got a. I really do think he's got a future in the Premier League.
That game starts just after 4:30 Sydney time tomorrow morning. Hey Phil, where are we going with your Mossy for the rest of this weekend?
Yeah, we've got MacArthur hosting Western United this afternoon. I'll be on the microphone with Simon Hill for that one for Paramount Plus. So looking forward to that one. Should be a ripper. Oh no, there's a new understanding since you've been away, Bulldog.
Oh, is there?
You can give a plug to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. We had a
is this officially approved or
the contract?
Okay, there you go. All right, fair enough. Plug away then.
Yeah, there you go.
Cross me.
It's only once a week. They're in my multi, MacArthur. I think they will get I'm going a same gamer with that one. MacArthur to win and both teams to score. Into Aston Villa, unfortunately, for all Aussie fans and Ange fans to beat Tottenham tomorrow morning. I just think they'll be too strong at Villa Park. So MacArthur to win, both teams to score, into Aston Villa to win that FA Cup fourth round tie tomorrow morning.
Good on you, Phil. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week, mate.
Good on you, guys. Great to hear your dulcet tones back, Bulldog.
Thanks, Mossy.
There's Phil Moss.